Video: Antonio Brown jumped by multiple individuals after Miami boxing event, plans to press charges. By Laura Gwynn on May 17, 2025. A violent brawl that included former NFL player Antonio Brown was caught on video early Saturday morning after Brown said multiple individuals tried to steal his jewelry at an event in Florida, and he fought back. On Friday evening, Brown had attended Brand Risk Boxing 7, a 10-match boxing event hosted by YouTube live streamer Adine Ross at the Brand Risk Warehouse in Miami. After the event, Brown claims he was the victim of an attempted robbery of jewelry he was wearing, and witnesses videoed the NFL star fighting back. Video of the brawl shows Brown fighting several men in what appears to be a parking lot, where he falls and then hops up and kicks a man on the ground, who was identified by people as a security guard. Warning: explicit language and violence. Other angles of the incident have since been posted. Warning: explicit language and violence. A video posted by the boxing live stream page Inevitable/Block shows what appears to be Brown chasing after the alleged attackers. Brown disappears around the corner and at least two gunshots can be heard. The page also included an image showing a phone displaying a screenshot that shows Brown with a blurry object in his hand, which some online have claimed is a gun. The screenshot has the alleged gun circled in blue, and the initials AB, Antonio Brown, written on the screen. Warning: explicit language and violence. Other videos of the event show the terror experienced by witnesses nearby. Warning: explicit language and violence. Miami police said in a written statement to the Associated Press that officers responded to the scene at around 3 a.m. after they were alerted to gunshots by the shot spotter detection system and could not confirm the names of those involved in the incident. Police reported that after their investigation, there have been no arrests and there were no injuries. Miami police confirmed in a written statement that officers responded to the area at about 3 a.m. after receiving an alert from the gunshot detection system ShotSpotter. Officer Chiara Delva, a department spokeswoman, said police questioned several people but made no arrests. No injuries were reported at the scene. The investigation continues, Delva said, and she could not confirm the names of anyone involved. Brown posted a statement Saturday on his X account in response to the incident, which confirmed that he had been temporarily detained by police and released, which corresponded with previously posted video by witnesses showing Brown in handcuffs that prompted rumors he had been arrested after the brawl. Brown also explained that he has contacted attorneys and plans on pressing charges, and promised fans that he will keep them updated on the process. Regarding the boxing event that happened last night, I was jumped by multiple individuals who tried to steal my jewelry and cause physical harm to me. Contrary to some video circulating, police temporarily detained me until they received my side of the story and then released me. I went home that night and was not arrested. I will be talking to my legal counsel and attorneys on pressing charges on the individuals that jumped me. I will keep you all posted step by step on the process. Thank you for the support and love. #AB84. Brown returned to the scene and appeared in a live stream event with Ross. The live stream video shows Brown shirtless but still wearing his chain. Ross attempted to ask Brown about the incident, but the NFL star refused to talk about it, saying, "Nah, it ain't no story time." Ross invited Brown to give his side of the story to viewers about the incident, saying, "They want to know if you want to do a quick story time." "Nah, it ain't no story time," Brown replied. Ross apologized to Brown for putting him on the spot, as Brown thanked him for having him on the broadcast. Brown did eventually give a tongue-in-cheek explanation, telling Ross, "I got CTE, I blacked out," to laughs from others in the room. "I blacked out, Adine. I don't know what happened." Brown was criticized for posting an image of his personal jewelry, which was not the particular chain he wore to the event Friday, on his X account the same evening. Total Pro Sports said Brown was publicly flaunting his insane custom chain online just hours before he got jumped in a robbery attempt. The image shows what appears to be a diamond-encrusted chain, an image of a shirtless Brown wearing pants with red and orange stripes. The jewelry in the X post is reminiscent of scenes from the last time Brown played for the NFL, after he infamously left the field during the third quarter of a 2022 game against the New York Jets, removing his shirt on the sideline and gesturing to fans as he jogged toward the locker room. Brown's antics during that game caused the media and health professionals to speculate that the NFL star might suffer from the effects of the controversial CTE, which stands for chronic traumatic encephalopathy and has been considered a possible brain injury condition among NFL players, as it is likely caused by repeated head injuries. Brown made a joke in March 2024, warning on his ex page to have then-President Joe Biden tested for CTE after the former Pro Bowl wide receiver reposted a video from RNC Research. The video shows Biden appearing to freeze up and show confusion at an event, with his handlers eventually escorting him away. Brown and Ross have a history of supporting President Donald Trump. Brown said in 2024 that Trump embodies the values of hard work and loyalty, and registered voters for Trump in Pennsylvania during the 2024 election. Ross posted a picture to his X account of an MMA event in November of 2024, the same month Trump won his historic presidential victory, of himself and Trump posing alongside Elon Musk and UFC's Dana White with the caption "The greatest, most irreplaceable people in future of America, proud to be an American. I'm a frame this one day," Ross noted.